Crossfire by Dick Francis and Felix Francis. Read by Martin Jarvis.
This book was first published by Little Brown. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Prologue. Helmand Province, Afghanistan, October 2009.
Medic! Medic!
I could see that my platoon sergeant was shouting, but strangely the sound of his voice seemed muffled, as if I was in a neighbouring room rather than out here in the open. I was lying on the dusty ground with my back up against a low bank, so that I was actually half sitting. Sergeant O'Leary was kneeling beside me on my left.
Medic!
He shouted again, urgently, over his shoulder. He turned his head and looked me in the eyes.
Are you all right, sir?
He asked.
What happened?
I said, my own voice sounding loud in my head.
A bloody IED,
he said. He turned away, looked behind him, and shouted again,
Where's that fucking medic?
An IED. I knew that I should have known what IED meant, but my brain seemed to be working in slow motion. I finally remembered. IED, improvised explosive device. A roadside bomb. The sergeant was talking loudly into his personal radio.
Alpha 4, he said in a rush. This is Charlie 6-3, IED, IED. One Cat A, several Cat C. Request IRT immediate backup in Casavac. Over.
I couldn't hear any response.